我们满有慈爱，满有怜悯的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，今天是你复活的大日，你再一次召聚你的众儿女与我们慕道的朋友们一同侍立在你的面前。主啊，在这个时候，我们只有把我们的歌声、我们的赞美、我们心里面的敬拜，我们都献给你。但愿我们的恩主你能够在我们当中，你享受你儿女们的赞美、歌颂和敬拜。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们在这里，我们实在应当感谢，应当赞美。哦，主啊，因为我们思念我们过去的年日，我们活在那个罪恶、困苦、忧愁、烦恼当中。然而自从你拯救了我们，你的救恩临到我们身上以后，我们就有了平安，就有了欢喜和快乐。主啊，我们谢谢你，你把你属天的、属地的各样的好处你都赐给了我们。主啊，你没有留下一样你不给，你不赐给你的儿女。主啊，今天我们活在你的恩典里面，我们是何等的欢喜和快乐。主啊，我们实在应当感谢，应当赞美。主啊，今天有很多的慕道朋友也来到你的面前，但愿我们的恩主你在这个时候，你用你的灵，你进入每一位来到你面前的朋友们的心中，你借着你仆人所讲的话，能够使他们听到以后觉得你的话实在是那生命之道。哦，主啊，在这个世界上唯有得着你才是那唯一的救恩，你是唯一无二的真神。主啊，我们谢谢你。主啊，我们在这里，我们还要为我们的国家、为我们的领袖，我们祷告，我们祈求。主啊，求主你能够复兴我们这个国家，你早一天使我们这个国家能够走向富强康乐的道路，也带领我们早一天回到大陆，拯救大陆上那些在水深火热中的同胞。主啊，我们也谢谢你。主啊，我们也为我们的领袖、我们的总统夫妇以及我们在上的执政的、掌权的各级的官员，我们都为他们祷告，为他们祈求。主啊，求主你赐给他们健康的身体，你赐给他们聪明和智慧，你让他们治理这个国家，万事都能够合乎主你的旨意。主啊，我们更求我们的恩主你借助你的儿女们所做的见证、所传的福音，能够引领我们全国的军民都能够归入主你的名下。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们求主你祝福这个国家。主啊，也带领我们全国的军民早一天能够承认你做他们的救主。主啊，我们也谢谢你。主啊，今天上午我们求主你在这个地方你能够举首位，你能掌王权，求主你大大使用你的仆人。主啊，你借着他的头把你天上的信息你能够赐下来。哦，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，也求主你使用我们翻译的弟兄，把你的话语也翻译得清楚和明白，使我们听的人都能够得着造就，蒙着恩典。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们求主你带领这个聚会从开始一直到末尾。祷告感谢乃是奉耶稣的圣名。
So glad to be with you and share your morning service.
今天早上很高兴能够跟大家一同聚会。
This morning you will have an opportunity of hearing some different English.
今天早上各位有一个机会要听到不同发音的英文。
You'll hear some New Zealand English today.
各位要听到的是纽西兰的英文。
Now, you have the script before us, so we'll follow it as carefully as possible.
各位手里面都有讲义，我们尽量的照讲义上所写的跟大家讲。
I want to speak about three amazing birds.
我跟大家讲的是三种奇妙的声。
But first, I want to tell you a little story.
但是首先我要跟大家讲一个故事。
An African tribesman had three sons.
有一个非洲的土人，他有三个儿子。
When he died,He left 17 cows to be divided among them as follows.
他死的时候还有17条牛留给他们分配。
The first son was to receive a half of the inheritance, which would be 8.5 cows.
第一个儿子就是长子分到二分之一， 那个遗产，那就是说有八又二分之一条牛。
The second son was to receive one third of the inheritance, which would be five and two thirds cows.
次子呢，分到遗产的三分之一，那就是说五又三分之二条牛。
The third son was to receive one sixth of the inheritance, which would be two and five sixths cows.
第三个儿子分到六分之一的遗产，那就是说两又六分之五条牛。
Now, the eldest son was fairly satisfied with the distribution because he had received the biggest share.
长子啊，对于这种分配很满意，因为他得到的是最多的一份。
But he still complained, eight and a half cows.
但是他仍然在埋怨，那八又二分之一条牛。
What can you do with half a cow if you haven't a refrigerator?
二分之一条牛有什么用呢？假如没有冰箱的话。
The middle son was not so happy.
但是中间那个儿子啊，就不大开心了。
And he growled bitterly, "How silly can you be?"
他埋怨这样讲啊，他说真是莫名其妙。
What good is two thirds of a cow?
三分之二条牛有什么用呢？
But the youngest son was livid with rage.
但是第三个，就是最幼的那个儿子啊，他气得脸色发青。
And he shouted, "The old man always was awkward, and he never did like me."
这个他大声爆笑着说，他说这个老家伙他一向很讨厌，他就是不欢喜我。
How miserable can you be?
那么还有什么比这种事更可悲的呢？
Fancy leaving me only two and five six cows.
想想看嘛，只留给我两又六分之五条牛。
So they began to fight and to fume and to quarrel and to squabble.
因此啊，他们就争就吵就生气，彼此啊闹得很厉害。
The argument was so heated that no one could satisfy or separate them.
他们争吵得这样激烈，以至于没有人可以令他们满意的让他们分开不吵。
So at last the family had to call in a wise old uncle to be the arbitrator.
最后啊，这个家庭只好去请他们那个长辈很有智慧的叔叔来做调解人。
He immediately saw the problem and thought of a solution.
他呀，立刻就看出这个问题的症结所在，并且想出解决的办法。
He only possessed one cow.
他只有一条牛。
But he brought it and added it to the original 17.
但是他把这条牛带来了，加在这三个儿子的父亲给他们的遗产十七条牛上。
He gladly gave up his one cow to solve the problem.
他很高兴地把他一条牛捐献出来，来解决他们的问题。
And thus bring peace to this warring family.
因此啊，就给这个争吵的家庭带来和平。
So now there are 18 cows.
现在他们有十八条牛了。
And the problem was quite easy.
那这个问题啊，就简单了。
The first son received half, which is 9 cows.
长子分到一半，那就是说九条。
The second son received a third, 6 cows.
第二个儿子呢，分到三分之一，那就是六条。
The third son received a sixth, 3 cows.
第三个儿子分到六分之一，那就是三条牛。
And they were all happy with the solution.
他们对这个解决方案呢，都很高兴。
You know, we have a similar problem in life.
各位要知道，我们每一个人在生命当中都有相同的问题。
And this problem needs a solution because man is at war.
这个问题需要解决，因为人在征战的状态里面。
The world is full of hatred and jealousy.
这个世界充满了仇恨、嫉妒。
Full of pride and anger.
充满了骄傲、 愤怒
full of quarreling and fighting
充满了争吵
full of greed and dissatisfaction
也充满了贪婪跟不满
But I want first to introduce my subject, three necessary births
但是我首先要跟大家来讲一讲我这个题目那就是生之奥秘
In the Bible there are three amazing births
在圣经里面呢有三个令人惊异的生
Actually there are many miraculous births recorded in scriptures
那么在圣经上面呢实际上有很多神这个神奇的生
Because in answer to prayer and faith God many timescaused barren women to conceive and bear children.
因为为了回答人凭着信心的祷告，神就使得很多不怀孕的女人生孩子。
For instance, there was Abraham and Sarah.
例如亚伯拉罕跟撒拉。
When Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90, they received Isaac, the son of promise, in answer to prayer and faith.
当亚伯拉罕100岁，撒拉90岁的时候，他们生了一个应许的儿子，就是以扫。这个儿子是神为了答应他们的祷告而赐给他们的。
Hannah and her husband Elkanah received the son Samuel in answer to prayer and faith.
Hannah 跟她的丈夫伊利加拿也得到了撒母耳。撒母耳也是神为了回答他们祷告而赐给他们的。
And the old priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth received John the Baptist in answer to prayer and faith.
还有老祭司撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白，他们也得到了施洗的约翰。施洗的约翰也是他们凭信心向神求来的。
But I don't want to talk about three such births.
但是我不是要谈这三种生。
But first I want to speak about the natural birth which we read of in Job chapter 5 verse 7.
而我首先要跟各位讲的是第一种就是属血气的生，那是约伯记第五章第七节所记载的。
Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
人生在世必遇患难如同火星飞腾
This is the natural birth
这是属血气的自然的生
The second birth is found in Isaiah 7 verse 14
第二种生呢是记载在以赛亚书第七章第十四节
Behold a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel
必有童女怀孕生子给他起名叫以马内利
This is the virgin birth
这是童女生子
And thirdly in John chapter 3 verse 7
第三种生是记载在约翰福音第三章第七节
Jesus said to that religious leader Nicodemus Marvel not that I say unto you You must be born again
耶稣对犹太人的官尼哥底母这样讲我说你们必须重生你不要以为稀奇
This is the new birth
这是重生
Now let us look at these three in order
我们现在那么按照顺序来看这三种生
First the natural birth
第一种是属血气的生
Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upwards
人生在世必遇患难如同火星飞腾
As you know, life begins with birth.
各位晓得，生命是从出生开始的。
All life comes from God.
所有的生命啊，都是从神来的。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, we read, God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
在创世纪第二章第七节，我们读到耶和华神用地上的尘土造人将生气吹在他鼻孔里他就成了有灵的活人
by a direct act of creation, God created the first couple, Adam and Eve.
接着创造的直接动作，神就创造了第一对人，那就是亚当跟夏娃。
But after God gave this initial life to man, He ordained that human beings should come into existence through human procreation or through the natural birth.
当神把最初的或者说原始的生命赐给了人以后，他就定规了人必须要借着生育或者是受血气的这种出生来到这个世界上。
In Genesis 1:28, God said to Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth."
因为我们在创世纪第一章第二十八节看到神怎么样对亚当跟夏娃讲，他说要生养众多，遍满全地。
But even natural birth is an amazing miracle of God.
即使是血气的生，也是神一个很惊异很惊奇的神迹。
David, King David in the Psalm sang, "We are fearfully and wonderfully made."
大卫在诗篇里面他这样说，他说我们受造奇妙可畏。
The origin of human life is still shrouded in mystery.
人类生命的源头一直到如今还是一个没有揭开的谜。
Doctors can speak in technical terms of the process of conception and birth, but in the final analysis, only God can give life.
医生呢，可以用专门名词来讲论怀孕跟生儿育女的过程，但是到最后的分析，只有神可以给人生命。
I've heard that modern science can produce a grain of wheat.
我听说了，最现代的科学可以做一粒麦子。
It looks pretty good, but nothing grows.
这粒麦子看起来很好看，但是呢，却不能生长。
They can make an egg which looks like the real thing, but nothing hatches out.
科学家可以做出一个鸡蛋来，看起来跟真的鸡蛋完全一样，但是呢，没有小鸡可以孵出来。
I've heard they can even make a human.
我也听说了，科学家甚至于可以造一个人。
The only problem is he has no life.
问题在这个人没有生命。
Because it is God, the creator of heaven and earth.And all living things who alone can give life to mankind.
因为给我们人生命的只有一位，那就是创造天地万物的耶和华神。
God made man perfect.
神所造的人是完全的。
Without any faults or any flaws.
没有玷污，没有瑕疵。
And God placed him in a perfect environment.
神把这个人放在一个完全美好的环境里面。
And God gave him freedom to do as he pleased.
神给他有随自己意思做事的自由。
He had control over the animal and the vegetable kingdoms.
他有权柄可以管理野兽，管理动物或者植物。
He could eat any of the delicious fruits of the garden.
他可以吃园里各样好吃的果子。
But seeing he was a moral creature with free will and the power of choice.
但是因为看到这个人呢，被造是有一个是一个有道德观念的受造之物，他有自由的意志，也有选择的能力。
This faculty was tested with one only prohibition.
这个天赋，这些天赋的品性啊，要受到 一个禁令的考验。
God said, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
神对亚当说，园当中各样树上的果子你都可以随意吃，唯独园当中分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃，因为吃的日子就必定死。
There were thousands of trees that Adam and Eve could have eaten. Only one tree they were not to eat.
在伊甸园里面有多多少少的树上的果子亚当跟夏娃都可以吃，只有一棵树上的果子不可以吃。
But man rebelled against God.
但是人却背叛了神。
And disobeyed God's command.
不听他的命令。
The result was sin entered this beautiful world, and that spoiled everything.
于是乎，罪就进入到这个美丽的世界里面，并且破坏了这个世界的一切。
Man turned his back on God, the source of life.
人背叛了神，就是生命的源头。
And so death entered the world.
因此死就临到这个世界。
Man turned his back on God, the source of light, and darkness entered the world.
人背叛了神，就是光的源头，于是黑暗临到这个世界。
He turned his back on God, the source of love, and despair and hatred and envy and jealousy have entered the world.
人背叛了神，就是爱的源头，所以失望、仇恨、嫉妒、纷争就代替了这一切美好的爱。
The result is the world is full of sin and suffering.
结果呢，这个世界上面就充满了罪恶痛苦。
Full of trials and temptations.
充满了试炼与试探。
Full of darkness and death.
充满了黑暗与死亡。
Full of troubles and tribulations.
充满了痛苦与灾难。
Full of weariness and woes.
充满了疲倦跟咒骂。
Full of fears and frustrations.
充满了恐怖与挫折。
Like these three African brothers, the world is full of quarrels and fighting.
就像我们刚刚在前面讲的那三个非洲弟兄一样的，这个世界上面充满了争吵与相争。
Full of jealousy and greed.
充满了嫉妒跟贪婪。
Full of anger and dissatisfaction.
充满了愤怒与不满足。
Who can solve our problems?
谁可以解决这样的问题?
So it is true that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upwards.
所以我们刚刚读的约伯记那句话是实在的，人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞弹。
As the Apostle Paul said, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned.
就像使徒保罗讲的，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Through sin, man is alienated from God.
因为犯罪，人就与神疏远。
And man's life is full of trouble.
人的生命里面就充满了痛苦。
King David assessed the problem.
大卫给这个问题有一个评定。
He said, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
他说我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
That doesn't mean that David's mother was any worse than the rest of us. It just says that all have sinned and come short of God's glory.
这个并不表示说大卫的母亲比你我这些人更糟糕更坏，这不过是说世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
David again said, The wicked are estranged from the womb, And they go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies.
大卫又说，妇人一出母胎就与神疏远，一立母腹便走错路，说谎话。
The problem is that all men are born in sin, with a sinful nature.
问题就是人都是生在罪孽当中，有一种犯罪的天性。
And so they commit sin, and thus die, for the wages of sin is death.
因此呢，他们就犯罪，就死亡，因为罪的工价乃是死。
Now this is the world's greatest problem, the sin problem.
这是这个世界最大的问题，就是罪的问题。
So thoughtful men have always wondered with Job's friends, how can man be justified with God?
因此啊，有脑筋的人都会跟约伯的朋友一样的发出这样的问题。这个问题是什么呢？他说这样啊，在神面前人怎能称义？
个
人所生的怎能洁净呢？
How can man that is born of woman, that is born by the natural birth, be clean?
他这个问题啊，他说，人怎么能够称义呢？这个意思，这个人呢，就是说，就是血气所生的人。
The Bible gives us the answer in Romans chapter 3.
圣经啊，在罗马书第三章给了我们答案。
In verse 24, we are justified freely by his grace,through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
在罗马书第三章二十四节这样告诉我们，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
So this necessitates the second amazing birth.
那么这样一来呢，就使得第二种奇妙的生变为必须。
The virgin birth.
那就是童女生子。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel.
必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
How has God solved the sin problem?
神是怎么样解决罪的问题的呢？
By sending his son, the Lord Jesus.
接着差遣他的儿子耶稣基督这件事。
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名叫以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
This is an amazing miracle, a great mystery.
这是一个很奇妙的神迹，也是一个很大的奥秘。
Paul said, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh.
保罗说，大在近前的奥秘，就是神在肉身显现。
The eternal God, creator of heaven and earth, became a babe and dwelt among men.
这位永生的神，创造天地的神，竟然变成了一个婴孩，住在我们中间。
Jesus was always God, but he became man.
耶稣一直就是神，但是他一度变成人。
He added perfect manhood to his perfect deity when he was born in Bethlehem.
当他在伯利恒生下来以后，他就把完全的人性加入到他的一个完全的神性里面。
This is a great mystery.
这是一个很大的奥秘。
An eminent naturalist believed in a supreme being, but he thought it was impossible for man to know the God of the universe.
有一位非常有名的保物学家，他相信神，但是他相信啊，我们要想了解这一位宇宙的神是不可能的。
One day while walking in his garden, he saw an ant's nest in great confusion.
有一天，他在花园里面呢散步， 他看到了一个蚂蚁的窝在乱得很厉害。
If only he could make the ants realize how kindly he felt towards them, they wouldn't be so agitated in his presence.
假如啊，他能够使自己让那些蚂蚁明白他对他们的好意，他们就不会像那样的骚乱。
But it was impossible for him to communicate with the ants.
但是要把他自己的意思对蚂蚁去说明，这是不可能的。
To do so, he would have to become an ant.
要这样做的话，他必须变成蚂蚁才可以。
In a flash, he realized that this is what God had done.
突然之间，他明白了，这就是神对人所做的一件事。
In order to communicate with man, God, the God of the universe, so infinitely high and holy, became man.The meek and lowly Jesus.
为了要跟人交通，这位宇宙的神，这位至高无上圣洁的神，就变成了人，千千卑卑的耶稣基督，为了要向我们表示他的爱。
And so on the spot, this naturalist surrendered to Jesus Christ.
于是，当场这个保物学家。就向耶稣投降了。
To settle that family squabble, the old African uncle sacrificed his only cow to bring peace.
为了解决那个非洲家庭的纷争，那个老叔叔啊，他把他独一的那个老叔叔啊，他把他独一的那条牛拿出来。给他们换到和平。
But God sacrificed His only Son to bring men back to Himself.
但是神要把人带回到他自己的面前，却牺牲了他独生的儿子。
In 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 and 6, Paul says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.Who gave himself a ransom for all.
在提摩太前书第二章第五节第六节告诉我们，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价。
What an amazing miracle.
这是一个何等令人惊奇的神迹。
Jesus Christ, who was eternally equal with God, became man in order to suffer on the cross and bear away our sins.
耶稣基督就是这位与神本来同等的，竟然变成了人，为了是要在十字架上受苦，除去人的罪孽。
And thus restored our relationship and our peace with God.
并且使我们与神和好。
What infinite condescension and love.
这种谦卑，这种爱是何等的浩大无限。
God humbled himself to become man and to die in our place.
神降卑为人，在我们的地位上替我们代死。
The mighty God was born as a babe of a virgin with no human father so that he and he alone could escape the taint of hereditary sin.
全能的神竟然作为一个婴孩一样的借着童女生下来，没有肉身的父亲，这样呢，他也只有他可以避免我们人类遗传的罪恶。
So God used the virgin birth of JesusTo provide a perfect Savior, one who is both God and man.
因此，神就借着童女生子，让耶稣成为一个完全的拯救者。他是人，也是神。
As man, who suffered and was tempted, Jesus can sympathize with us in all our trials and our temptations.
因为作为一个人。 他受过苦，受过试探，所以耶稣就能够同情我们，在我们受试炼、受试探的时候。
Because he's experienced all our sufferings without sinning.
因为耶稣啊，他曾经经历过各样的困苦，只是他没有犯过罪。
But as God, he can save us, for he has the power to save us utterly.
但是这位神，他就能够拯救我们，而且他有能力拯救我们到底。
Many years ago, a Chinese Christian said, Jesus is the invisible God, and God is the visible Jesus.
在很多年以前，有一个中国的基督徒，他说过一句话，他说，耶稣就是看不见的神，神呢，就是看得见的耶稣。
Someone has said that Jesus was the earthly child of a heavenly father and was the heavenly child of an earthly mother.
也有人曾经这样说，他说耶稣啊，是天父在地上的儿子，也是一个地上的母亲属天的儿子。
Because he was both God and man.
因为他是神而人者。
The evidence of Jesus' divine and human nature is seen throughout his life.
耶稣的神性与人性呢，这些证据充充满满的在他一生当中显露出来。
Though many times he was tired, he could give eternal rest.
虽然他有很多次疲倦，但是呢，他可以给我们有永远的安息。
Though he knew hunger, he could give the living bread of life.
虽然他也知道饿，但是他能够给我们生命的粮。
Though he was thirsty, he could give the living water of eternal life.
虽然他也饥渴，但是他可以给我们生命的活水。
Though he wept, he can dry our tears.
虽然他曾经哭泣过，但是他可以擦干我们的眼泪。
God became man.That he might taste death for every man.
神变成人，好为人人尝死味。
What a mystery that the Maker died for the creature's sins.
这是一个何等大的奥秘，就是创造者为受造的这些罪人而死。
So Christmas tells us of God's love.And Christ's grace to me.
所以耶稣的降世就告诉了我们神的爱与基督的恩典。
So Christ, the Son of God, came via the virgin birth to this earth to restore man to God.
基督就是神的儿子，借着一个童女降世到这个世界上来，为的是要。使我们与神和好。
We humans by nature are sinners, are children of wrath.
我们这些世人在本性上都是罪人，都是可怒之子。
But by God's grace, we can receive a new heart and a new nature.
但是靠着神的恩典，我们可以接受一个新的心，一个新的性情。
We can become children of God and share in God's holy.Eternal nature.
我们可以成为神的儿女，与神的圣洁永久的性情有份。
We can have a new start to life.
我们可以有一个生命的新的开始。
But this necessitates the third birth.
这件事使第三种生又成为必要。
The new birth.
那就是重生。
John 3:7.Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
约翰三章第七节，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Life began with a birth, the natural birth.
生命呢，是从出生开始的，就是属血气的生。
It can begin again with a new birth.
可以借着重生呢，再开始。
Mankind, all that is all who are born into this world by natural generation are sinners.
人 就是借着自然生育而进入到这个世界的人都是罪人。
And as sinners, we can never enter into God's holy presence.
由于我们是罪人，所以我们不能够进到圣洁的神面前。
Because the Bible says, natural man cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，属血气的不能承受神的国。
Jesus himself said, except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督自己这样讲，人若不重生，就不能见，就不能进神的国。
So we need a new birth.
因此我们需要重生。
How can we be born again?
我们怎么能够重生呢？
By believing on Jesus without reservation.
不保留的信耶稣基督。
We read in John chapter 3, verses 14 to 16.
在约翰三章第十四节到十六节告诉我们。
How Moses lifted up the brass serpent on a pole in the wilderness, and all who were bitten by the poisonous snakes looked up in faith in God's promise and were cured.
摩西怎样在旷野举蛇，那些被毒蛇所咬的人怎么样抬头仰望神的应许，那么那些被咬的受咒诅的他们就得到痊愈。
So all who are bitten and cursed by sin, who look up to Jesus lifted up on the cross dying for our sins, shall be saved, saved from sin's curse and the resultant death.
照样那些被罪所咬受咒诅的，如果抬头仰望在十字架上被钉受死的为我们罪受死的耶稣，他照样的可以得到拯救，脱离罪的咒诅，脱离死的这个后果。
For whosoever believes in Jesus should not perish but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We need a new birth, a new start.
我们需要一个新的需要一个重生，需要一个新的开始。
We can receive it by realizing our need and confessing our sin and coming to Jesus, the Son of God, in faith.
我们如果明白我们的需要，承认我们的罪，来到耶稣基督就是神的面前，相信他，就可以得到这样的重生。
If we come to him in faith, confessing our sin and asking him to cleanse us, he will receive it.
假如我们到他的面前求他洁净我们的罪，他就可以这样做到。
Believing in Jesus is trusting him as our God and our Savior.
相信耶稣是相信他是我们的神，我们的救主。
It is relying utterly upon him and surrendering our life to him.
那个意思是要完全的依靠他，完全的向他投降。
And when we trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we experience this amazing new birth.
当我们相信耶稣是我们的救主和我们的主的时候，我们就可以经历这种神奇的生。
For as Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
保罗告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We don't experience this new birth through education or through our own efforts.
我们不能够借助教育或者自己的努力而得到这种新的生命。
Nor by our sincerity or our morality.
也不能够借助我们自己的热忱或者我们的道德。
Nor even through the church or through baptism.
也不能够借助礼拜堂或者是经理。
but simply through faith in God and through His faithful word.
只能够借着对神的信心和他信实的神信实的话语。
In 1 Peter 1:23, which is down the bottom of the page, we read, "Being born again, not by corruptible seed, but by incorruptible, that is, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever."
彼得前书第一章第二十三节，在我们有印的讲义这个下面呢，已经写好了。这段告诉我们说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Also, John 5:24 at the bottom there, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life."
同样的，在我们讲义的下面也写好了，约翰五章二十四节，耶稣这样说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
What a privilege, what a power, and what a purpose is ours through this new birth and through new life in Christ.
这是一个何等样的权柄，何等样的能力，何等样的目的，我们记着在耶稣基督里面这一种新的生命，新的身可以得到。
First, we're given the privilege of becoming children of God, of becoming members of God's family.
首先我们得到一个权柄，可以成为神的儿女，变成神家里的人。
So we can speak to God in heaven as our heavenly Father.
这样呢，我们就可以跟天上的神天父，那么跟他有交通谈话。
Secondly, we have a new power to overcome temptation and sin and to live a pure life because Christ lives within us through His Holy Spirit.
其次，我们可以有一种能力胜过试探罪恶，可以过一个完全圣洁的生活，因为内住在我们，借着圣灵内住在我们心里面的耶稣基督给我们这样的能力。
Thirdly, we have a new purpose in life.
第三，我们新的生命，我们的生命里面呢，有了一个新的目标。
Our all hearts, our all desires, our all motives are changed.
我们的老的心思，老的意念，老的想法，通通改变了。
We are delivered from bondage to sin and bondage to self.
我们从自己和罪的捆绑里面被释放。
And we are set free to enjoy the abundant life in Christ and to serve God.
我们得到了自由，可以享受神丰富的生命，侍奉神。
But how can we, who are born in sin by the natural birth, experience forgiveness of sin and the new birth?
我们这些借着血气所生的人，怎么能够经历到神的赦免，对罪的赦免，借着重生得到这样的赦免呢？
First, we need to recognize that by the natural birth, we have inherited a sinful nature.
首先，我们要承认一个事实，那就是借着属血气的身，我们承受了一种罪的天性。
But we're not only sinners by nature and blame Adam for our sin, we are also sinners by choice and by action.
我们不仅仅在天性上是罪人，这种罪是从亚当遗传下来的，而且我们也是借着我们的动作，借着我们自己的情愿而成为罪人的。
First, do we recognize this fact?
我们是不是承认这个事实？
That man who is born by the natural birth is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
那就像我们刚刚在 前面所读到的人生在世必遇患难如同火星飞腾
Second, we need to realize that the Son of God came via the virgin birth to take away our sin
其次呢我们要认识神的儿子借着童女所生降生到这个世界上来为的是要除去我们的罪孽
He came to meet our needs and to solve our sin problem and to become our Savior
他来解决我们的需要解决我们的问题成为我们的救主
Do we realize this fact that Christ died for us?
你承认不承认这个事实耶稣基督为我们死
Thirdly, we need to experience the new birth
第三我们需要经历重生
By recognizing Jesus Christ as our Savior we can experience a new birth a new life in Christ
承认耶稣基督做我们个人的救主我们可以得到他所赐给我们的新的生命
Are you willing to receive Jesus Christ today?
你愿不愿意在今天接受耶稣基督做你的救主
For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人
All things are passed away.
旧事已过
Behold, all things have become new.
都变成新的了
You can have that new life, that new start today, but only through Jesus Christ.
你可以得到这样的生命今天就可以得到记住耶稣基督可以得到这样的生命
I'm sorry to be so long
我很抱歉讲得这样长
I'd ask Brother Tang if he would lead us in prayer
我请唐弟兄为我们大家祷告天父我们感谢你我们赞美你你在今天早上把三种身里面的奥秘让我们晓得使我们知道有属血气的身有童女生子也有这种圣灵的重生主我们感谢你我们赞美你你让我们了解了每一个过程都有它的需要我们人虽然是这样的能干这样的聪明科学虽然这样的发达但是我们不能够创造出生命来因为只有你是生命的源头主啊我们求你让我们每一个受造之人都了解我们在你的面前是何等的可怜是何等的渺小我们在身在患难里面就像火星飞腾一样主啊我们需要你这一位童女所生的没有罪的耶稣基督来做我们的救主因为你在十字架上已经胜过了罪恶胜过了死亡你担当了我们一切的过犯罪孽使我们能够借着相信你在你的面前得到你为我们所准备的那个新的生命新的身我们感谢你我们赞美你你为了做这样一件事你付上了何等大的代价你把你天上一切的富足都倒空了谦谦卑卑的降卑为人到这个世界上来你不是来享福不是来得荣耀你到这个世上是为了要经历一个最苦最难过的生活要在哥哥他山的十字架上替我们把罪孽除掉你记着把自己钉在十字架上除去我们的罪主啊这个奥秘这个爱实在不是我们这个简单的脑筋可以想得通的我们求主你帮助每一位能够了解你这样大的大爱让我们晓得我们怎么样可以得到你给我们准备的重生我们感谢你赞美求你听我们的祷告奉耶稣基督的宝名阿们